So welcome back. We are continuing our next in the series of trying to understand how AI is getting used in e-com space. So we have looked so far how AI is getting used in various departments. In e-commerce, the final success, as we say, is in the areas of payment. And as you all know, wherever money is involved, the fraud potential, the fraudsters come into play. So the e-com companies have to be one step ahead, not only to ensure a seamless payment mechanism for themselves, for their suppliers and everyone, but also try to reduce the fraud or prevent the fraud as much as they can. And in this chapter, what we'll try to understand is how AI will get used in these two areas. So we will look at how AI is powering the payment processing, how fraud detection and prevention systems are getting implemented using AI, and how AI is ensuring customer identity verification and thereby further growth. So as we said, AI is of course playing an important part in payment systems and fraud prevention, especially in all areas, but especially in e-com and financial services, by putting a layer of a security over the transaction, at the same time even improving its efficiency. So the traditional systems were very rule-based, so if this happens that, so to navigate through rules would take time and there could be some misses here and there, but the AI-powered solutions find hidden patterns, quick patterns, and obviously they're learning over a period of time, they're improving themselves, so they play a very important part. More importantly, AI plays a near real-time transaction monitoring, and using that they make decisions which are more reliable and try to reduce the manual intervention as much as possible. So obviously the financial institutions benefit from AI's ability to predict risk and address challenges proactively, and thereby ensuring a secure payment ecosystem. So these are the key statistics on AI in payment and fraud prevention. This has come from MasterCard and Uniper Research. They say that the global merchant losses due to payment fraud exceeded $48 billion in 2023. And e-commerce played an important part around it. And by 2027, the AI-enabled fraud detection solutions are projected to save business approximately $10.4 billion annually by reducing fraud and improving the efficiency. So we are talking of billions of dollars here. AI-driven systems, obviously, because they are machine-driven, process and analyze over 500,000 transactions per second. And therefore, they enable a near real-time anomaly detection and at a scale which was not possible to think a few years back. 67% of the consumers have reported that they feel safer using a digital payment method which is protected by AI. 75% of financial institutions are actively investing in AI tools to combat fraud effectively. Now, applications of AI on a real-time fraud detection. So the AI algorithms monitor 500,000 transactions per second and try to analyze patterns to flag off suspicious activity. Now, this helps in immediate detection and try to prevent the fraudulent transactions. Thereby, they minimize the financial losses either to the customer, to the bank, to the card, or to the merchant. So, machine learning understands you as a consumer, or they understand the card that you carry or the device that you use for making payments. And whenever it finds something irregular happening, like large purchases or unexpected location-based transaction, they alert the bank and through banks you. And thereby, before a large things can move forward, you are able to make a stop payment. Also, the biometric data is used, behavioral analysis, multi-factor authentication is used to verify identities. Now, this improves security and reduces identity theft risk to a large extent. And at the same time, it ensures that the user experience is not impacted. So, as we discussed this before, transactions running into hundreds and thousands per second are analyzed continuously to identify any unusual pattern and, depending on that, track the fraudulent transaction. Also, the payment processes are automated. So, it simplifies tasks like invoice processing, payment scheduling, reconciliation is done automatically most of the time. And therefore, all these regular works, when they are taken care, the human mind behind it can spend time proactively into a very strategic task. They do risk scoring. So, they have risk scores for transactions, basis history, location, behavior, and whenever a high risk transaction comes, they take it out for investigations and thereby keep improving the fraud detection rates. Another thing in e-com is the phishing detection. So AI helps in analyzing emails, messages, websites for phishing attempts and malicious content. And by identifying or trying to prevent the phishing attack, they secure the sensitive information and try to reduce the financial risk. Document verification and automated KYC. So AI powered system verify documents like IDs, passport, utility bills, and they streamline the verification. They go to the source, they validate it, put a two-factor authentication, check if the document is original and not a fraud, and thereby improve the overall security and help you to reduce the identity theft challenges. So, the AI-enabled payment systems helps the e-commerce businesses at the time of checkout and personalization, more importantly. So, AI integrates multiple payment methods and automates the transaction to go to the right payment method in a seamless experience. It streamlines the process, reducing cart abandonment, which used to take place before, and increases the efficiency. It has revolutionized the checkouts with secure, fast, and frictionless transaction. It has simplified the process by securing and securely storing the payment details and preferences so that you can avoid the repetitive data entry. Now, AI, what it also does, it analyzes your transaction history, creates your profile, and checks with your preferred shipping payment mechanism and any anomaly around it. It brings it to the notice and sees if it is a fraud that is taking place. Customer experience, they have enhanced by pre-filling certain fields so that you don't need to fill it again and again. And while on one side, it gives you a tremendous convenience, it also opens up some door of security concerns. So it's a balancing act which the AI tries to do. Enhanced security in terms of tokenization and encryption is taken care of during transmission of data from the website to the backend system and so on and so forth. And now this environment creation has helped the customers to complete purchase with single click, saving time and effort. So what are the benefits? Some are very obvious. Obviously, accuracy has improved dramatically. Previously, before AI to some extent, and a lot of automation did take place. But one of the outcomes of that was there was a lot of false positive that used to come out. Now with AI, that also has reduced. Obviously, it helps in real-time processing because it is able to manage the transaction, analyze it, detect anomalies, and so on and so forth. And more importantly, it is quite scalable. So what works for some transactions suddenly works for a lot of other transactions. It has helped in cost saving because if you reduce fraud, reduce number of people to track the fraud, reduce false positive, then your cost comes down. And the customer is not impacted in a major way by doing all this. Therefore, the customer experience is enhanced. As I said, you always balance convenience with the security, and the right optimal way AI helps to provide that, and it enhances customer experience as well. Now, what are the key technologies in the use of AI for payment and fraud prevention? One is the machine learning that we've always taken. So machine learning obviously takes historic data, makes prediction, keeps taking the data on an everyday basis, keeps improving itself, and comes to a situation where it is able to become more accurate as the time goes by. Second is the natural language processing, which, as I said, is a bedrock. So it is able to understand the client communication in a normal text, do a sentiment analysis, check if there is a phishing attempt, and thereby social engineering fraud it is preventing. Because it is able to do predictive analysis and keeps verifying itself, it is able to anticipate which are the right transaction and the false transaction using statistical models and machine learning. What are the key technologies that are there? One is the behavioral biometrics. So you look at unique users' behaviors, like its typing patterns, device usage, and basis that you also identify a user, and any deviation, you will find some anomalies getting signals. So something gets triggered, maybe a second factor authentication comes into play, maybe something else is asked to re-authenticate yourself. So tomorrow when you are doing a transaction, having a cup of coffee, while normally you would have typed with both hands, and here you're typing with one hand, and if you get certain second factor authentication or a double check, don't be surprised. This is AI working in the background. Blockchain. Now, many places blockchain is getting introduced. So what happens with blockchain is you have a distributed ledger system. So in that case, there is multiple points of proof. So even if one element goes rogue or is compromised, the other elements ensure that that element is not creating problems, because it can starts with the smart contracts, which is there at multi-location. You can re-verify the next anyone changes and do not change everywhere. It kind of shows up in the fraud very easily. Computer vision. So when machine is able to interpret visual data to verify documents, it enables something as an outcome also of facial recognition. It is able to detect counterfeit documents, images, notes, etc. You are reducing the frauds there. And generative AI is getting used, where it customizes the payment experience and marketing content for users. So we have gone through this. You have behavioral biometrics, blockchain getting used, computer vision plays a part, and generative AI is used to improve the experience more. So transaction authentication is done using biometric verification in some places, like facial recognition, fingerprint scanning, voice recognition on the payments, and two-factor authentication. So only authorized users are able to complete the transaction. Now, smart payment routing is able to do so. It is able to understand your transactions like cost, speed, success rate, and routes the payment in the most efficient network that is there. It tailors your payment experience with suggestion and options, like it understands your payment methods and brings it on top rather than down, and thereby improves your customer experience. Efficient and secure processing. So it adds the real-time fraud detection, behavioral analysis, automated support through AI chatbots to ensure that the entire process is efficient, and it gives a feeling of security while it is getting processed. Also, efficiency is increased by risk evaluation through credit scoring, and it automates tasks like invoice handling. It streamlines, AI streamlining the payment reconciliation. So every day between two parties, three parties involved in case of credit card. There's constant reconciliations taking place. Now AI helps to automate that. Blockchain also helps to do that. And thereby with near real-time payment reconciliation taking place, the accuracy has gone up and the fraud prevention is taking place. And all this has led to reduction in payment processing errors. Thereby, the whole ecosystem of payment processing becomes very smart and very good. Examples. So PayPal analyzes over 1,000 data points per transaction, and it uses AI to detect and prevent fraud in the real-time basis. Mastercard, it utilizes the AI-based tools to provide a transaction risk score. So it gives us risk score to every transaction, and wherever the risk score goes up, it kind of puts advanced algorithms to take care of it. And by doing that, it tries to secure payments for its user. Amazon, it has implemented a machine learning for fraud detection, and it secures its payment processing in its marketplace. So AI and fraud detection, again, as we said, uses an advanced algorithms because it has to handle large volumes of real-time data. And unlike traditional tools that relied only on static rule, which was made and everyone thought about it, there was a brainstorming session. AI doesn't need to do that. It is able to identify patterns, score the patterns, and then take care of it. As I said in previously, one of the outcome of static rules was the false positive. Now with AI, the false positives are getting reduced, and because it is getting reduced, the effectiveness is much more there. The speed and scalability of AI makes it very convenient for sites or e-com players which have large volumes and at a speed that is taking place. It is able to deploy the AI agents very well to manage all that. So AI enables a real-time fraud detection by analyzing the transaction data, the risk points, the risk scoring, and helps to prevent automated fraud attempts such as account takeovers, card frauds, or fake account creations. Now, behavioral biometrics uses user behavior, so identify unusual activity, especially for account takeovers or the new type of fraud which is taking place, which is bot fraud. And AI, of course, reduces false positive and therefore minimizes the customer frustration. So why machine learning is essential in fraud detection? Because machine learning continuously keeps improving itself by getting more data inside it and thereby find unusual patterns and new threats and keep improving that. It's able to analyze large data sets, and that is the reason why machine learning is very essential in it. Machine learning is accurate and efficient in fraud detection, and machine learning algorithms are also evolving with changing environments. And you could have multiple machine learning within the same environment to ensure that it goes through two or three algorithms without worrying at the speed because it goes at a near fast speed. And because it continuously learns, it improves over a period of time. Now, what are the common type of frauds which AI detects in today's world? First is the card fraud, which is a very widespread issue with global transaction exceeding 32 billions, increasing, maybe increasing up to 38 billions by 2027. So AI detects the card frauds by analyzing user behavior, by seeing what normal transactions are done, what is the value, which location, and so on so forth. And then it also introduces second factor like CAPTCHA, are you human screens, and so on so forth, and tries to reduce card frauds. Second thing is the fake account creation. So AI differentiates between bot and a human behavior, a user or a legitimate agents in real time, and prevents the fake account creation without increasing friction for genuine users. Account takeovers attacks are normally done by fraudsters, which compromises the legitimate user accounts. Now, AI detects subtle patterns and bot behaviors indicating of account takeover or ATO attacks, and then prevents them from doing transactions and enhance the user security and experiences. These attacks, although are increasing, and more ATO incidents are happening, have been reported in 2023. But so far, the AI tool is able to manage it. Let's see how it happens going forward. Credential stuffing. So AI monitors anomalies like unusual login attempts, website traffic to detect if the credentials are stuffed and respond quickly without impacting site functionalities. So if any bot kind of tries to take over a website and its IDs and passwords, it is able to understand and tries to stop it or isolate it very quickly. So obviously the benefits of AI, again, it's a real-time detection. Therefore, it's very dynamic. It is able to capture data real-time, do a comparison with its predictive analysis and come to a score very quickly. Therefore, it's great use in it. Very importantly, it continuously keeps improving itself, and because it keeps improving, it becomes more accurate over a period of time and more effective. And also at the same time, you can have multiple ML algos around it. You can keep adding to it, modifying it without impacting the business, as you say. AI also reduces manual workload, obviously. And therefore, the people who have to move out can start looking at other important things in the process, and thereby also contribute to make the environment more user friendly and more secure than before. So more importantly, because AI leverages large data set and advanced algorithms, it can verify at a very close success rate customer identity, and therefore it mitigates the risk of fraudulent activities. And digital verification of ID, whether you're human, not human, and you're the legitimate customers, AI plays an important part in ensuring that legitimate customers use the system more effectively. And in business, it plays an essential balance for seamless customer experience. And because it does that, it gives a protection environment, secure environment, the customer satisfaction goes up. So AI is playing a very important role in identity verification, efficient data analysis, real-time anomaly detection. And because it strengthens both the security protocols and the user experience, and continuous improvement, it provides a safe environment for the users. The key technologies and applications are biometric verification, which is facial recognition, voice recognition, voice patterns, fingerprint recognition, and so on to authenticate the real users. Other verifications also includes a document verification like passport, driver license, utility bills at the time of creation of the account, and re-verify again wherever required. Liveness detection, so that you don't misuse the computer image system. You could also, there's a new test that has come out to check whether the user is live, or liveness detection, where you blink your eyelids or do some action which the machine learning tool tells you to do, the AI tells you to do, so that you know it's a real human sitting in front. And then you do biometric checking, maybe iris recognition, facial recognition, and so on and so forth. Also, the AI helps in behavioral biometrics like typing patterns, one hand, two hand, speed, mouse movements, etc. This is how, in a graphical way, it works. So you have data collections, you have pattern recognitions, and then decision making tools. So obviously, the AI powered identity verification playing a very important part. The benefits are it enhances your security, and at the same time, it improves the customer experience because customer feels safe, the customer feels protected, and this AI ensures that fraudulent activities are very carefully taken care of, so you protect the customer and the real user actually uses the system. Overall, in the environment, if you reduce the fraud cost, the financial losses come down with it, and therefore the organization becomes more profitable. It also ensures that you comply with regulations like KYC, AML, HIPAA, and PCI DSS, and so on and so forth. Some examples of e-com is the online retailers use AI to verify customer identities. In financial services, the banks and fintech companies use AI to verify customer identity during account opening and transaction processing. Government agencies are using AI for identity verification, such as passport issuance and social security benefits. In India, Aadhaar fingerprinting that has already taken place, your iris has taken place, that are getting used to verify you as a citizen of the country. So to summarize, AI has transformed financial and e-com sectors, especially where payment and fraud prevention is there. The AI-powered systems analyze vast data set. They use machine learning to detect patterns, unusual patterns, and thereby detect any fraudulent activity in real-time basis, and ensures that the system is kept secure transactions, thereby building customer trust. AI-driven payment processing systems also streamlines the operations. It automates tasks and provides insight into customer behavior for tailored services. The AI-powered fraud detection systems identify and prevent fraudulent transactions and enhance customer identity verification, adds an extra layer of security and improves the user experiences. And by leveraging this AI, business ensures that their customer identities are verified with minimal delay, and the regular customer or the right customer or the authorized customer goes about doing his or her work in a very conflicting way and non-friction way, and therefore protecting the customer, protecting themselves, protecting the environment, at the same time not compromising on the experience. With this, we come to end of this chapter. Thank you for your patient hearing.